This is episode number 1983 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, June 3rd, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It's time for the Who Cares News. We sing a lot on this show.
We do.
And we should probably stop that.
Probably.
Somebody's going to say, stop that singing.
It brings it out of me.
Stop
it. Why.
Yeah, it's all us. Anyways, time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
The theater of the mind.
Yeah.
Sing.
Yeah. Sing.
Kate Winslet stopped director from editing bulgy bit of belly in love scene. That's the headline.
Now, Kate Winslet has never been what I would call a supermodel figure.
She's never been a stereotypical supermodel figure.
She's always been, you know, pretty regular figure kind of thing. Yeah. So
yeah, she has a real world problem. She goes up, she goes down, she goes
sure,
up, she goes
we
down.
We all do.
Yes, bless
Mostly,
her heart. Thank
I go
you.
Up. But
I know.
Yeah, whatever.
Where's the down arrow? I can't
push
find.
Push down.
I can't. Have you? I don't know where.
I don't know where it is. We
haven't seen it in years.
Arrow in here. We need a down arrow.
So Kate says she told Mayor of Easttown director Craig Zobel to leave her body au naturel in a steamy sex scene with Guy Pearce.
Don't be CGI in somebody else's boobs where mine are, right? Is that what she said?
No, no. Zobel assured her. No.
Zobel
assured her he would cut a bulgy bit of belly from the scene.
Oh, he wanted it to be a little more. Okay.
Yeah. But Kate told him, don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
She also sent the HBO show's promotional poster back two times because it was too retouched for her liking.
Oh, I like that.
Good on her.
Somebody said, I'm a little too Photoshopped. I dig that. In this day and age of Kardashian Photoshopping and taking 4 inches off your waistline with a digital brush.
Taking four off here and putting it down there.
Right.
If you haven't seen
Mayor
of Easttown, I know it actually is. I'd say good on her.
We like her.
If you haven't seen Mayor of Easttown, she plays a Delaware County, Pennsylvania detective, and apparently, the crew used lighting to make her skin look duller, and went to great lengths to find unflattering clothes.
So they made her frumpy.
Frumpy.
Frumpy. But she's what? You said she's a detective?
Yes.
From Pennsylvania? I'll bet she speaks with a Pennsylvanian accent. Because, you know, she is British, but she can speak with an American accent. I've heard her. I saw Titanic. What do you want?
The Jack Rose movie?
Yeah, the Jack Rose movie.
Jack Rose. Kate added, listen. Listen.
Listen.
I hope that in playing Mayor as a middle-aged woman, and she'll be 46 in October.
Okay.
She says, I guess that's why people have connected with this character in the way that they have done, because there are clearly no filters. And so for her, no filters means you leave on that bulging bit of belly.
Bulgy bit of belly.
Yeah, that
bulging might be a different thing. And I mean, we can debate this at another time, but I do think that the more full-figured woman is making on a comeback in terms of things. Yeah, I think so. I think people are, more attracted to women with a little fuller figure.
I think
Kate Winslet's doing her bit.
I think people are more attracted or more comfortable these days with people who look like they've had a sandwich or two.
Or three in my case.
Or they put cheese on their sandwich. Just one big happy family. The 8-month-old episode of the all-new
The 8-month-old episode.
The 8-month-old all-new tonight's Kudake, Courtney drops a bombshell.
Bombshell.
About whether or not she considers getting back with...
They're not getting back together. They did the Valentine's Day thing. Mm-hmm. They did the anniversary thing. The rose petals. Everybody's pushing these two together.
They don't
want to be together. Why do they want to be together?
I have no idea.
For the kid's sake.
Courtney and Scott, they both are in separate relationships currently.
Right.
And they have done several
relationships.
Scott's
the drummer from Blink-182.
Right.
Travis Barker.
Okay.
And then Scott's seeing Amelia Hamlin.
Yes, Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin's daughter.
To be his little kid sister.
Yeah, anyway. Well, he got rid of one youngin' and had to move on to the next one.
I know.
God, and of course, I wonder if her parents are happy about it.
I doubt it.
I don't think Lionel Richie was happy.
No, he wasn't.
No.
He was not.
All right.
I'm sure there was some things like either you leave this guy or you're out of the will. I mean, that would be my tactic with my kids. It's like, no, you're not marrying that person. You're out of the will. You're out of the will.
You know, with all that, though, Momager.
Uh-oh.
She wastes no time in rooting for the home team.
Of course not.
Listen, there's nothing that I would love more than to see you live your life and grow old with someone and be happy, content, and peaceful. It would obviously be so fabulous if it was the dad of your children, you know?
That drunken slob that parties with women in Aspen in a hot tub and has been to rehab and leaves? No.
Right.
I don't think he's worthy.
How many times has he been to rehab?
Well, I don't know. I know
more than
one. I know one or two, yeah.
Yeah.
He's left both that I'm aware of.
Yes. And so later...
And I don't care. I don't.
Well, ergo, who cares news? Because we don't care. This is like, I don't give a crap.
Right.
But, you know, no other stars were doing something stupid, so I had to talk about this. Thanks, stars.
Thanks, stars.
All right, so later, Court says she's over her family butting in about her relationship
with
Scott.
Well, sure.
Leave me alone.
I know, right?
And admits it that I don't feel the pressure from the fam to get back together. For now, it just sounds like a solid no.
A solid no, she said. Mm-hmm. Not gonna happen.
Oh, but I think there's the fringe benefits of them, though.
Well, but yeah. But
you know
you
they get together.
You can't admit to that on the show. You can't admit to it while they are dating others. And so that just opens up a whole can of worms now, doesn't it? But they're flirting.
True.
They're flirting. I told you
before.
Yes,
they always flirt.
They're flirting.
Nothing
Scott and
come
Courtney
out.
Are flirting. Not that anything comes of it, but if there's interest, there's interest. I'm just saying. You know who I'm interested in?
Oh, gosh. Huh. I wonder.
Halle Berry.
Really?
If I had a chance,
detail.
I would flirt with
really
her don't. All day long.
Jeez.
And my fantasy is that she'd flirt back. Or just acknowledge that I'm in the same room.
You
That's
can
a fantasy
all day long.
Me.
Maybe every once in a while, the security guard will actually turn the microphone on while you're standing
guard.
Outside the gate.
Yeah. All right, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.